Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Founding Partisans is a work of narrative history by H.W. Brands that examines how political parties emerged in the early United States and why partisanship appeared almost immediately after independence. Centered on figures such as Hamilton, Madison, Jefferson, and Adams, the book traces the conflict between competing visions of the new republic as the Constitution was drafted, debated, ratified, and tested in practice. Brands argues that the founders did not merely anticipate faction. They feared organized parties as a threat to Republican government, yet the realities of politics quickly produced them anyway. The result is a history of the Republic's first struggles over national power, constitutional meaning, economic direction, and democratic legitimacy. Written for general readers, the book combines political history with interpretive analysis, showing how personal rivalry and ideological disagreement became the basis of America's earliest party system. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the founders' fear of parties and the Republican ideal. A central argument of the book is that the framers of the Constitution saw political parties as dangerous rather than healthy. Brands places this fear in the context of the founders' reading of British political life, where faction, patronage, and parliamentary conflict were associated with corruption and instability. For many of them, especially those committed to a fragile Republican experiment, parties threatened civic virtue by encouraging loyalty to a faction instead of the public good. This idea matters because it explains why the Constitution was designed with mechanisms meant to filter passion, slow decision-making, and prevent any single group from monopolizing authority. The book shows that anti-party thinking was not an accidental preference, but a foundational assumption about how Republican government should work. At the same time, Brands makes clear that this ideal collided almost immediately with real political competition. The founders wanted a system without organized parties, but their disagreements over power, policy, and principle made such a system impossible to sustain. Secondly, Hamilton and Jefferson as competing models of the new nation. Brands uses the conflict between Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson to organize much of the book's political analysis. Hamilton represents a vision of a strong national government, robust federal authority, commercial development, and a closer relationship between government and finance. Jefferson stands for decentralized power, suspicion of concentrated authority, and an agrarian republic rooted more in local self-government than in national administration. The clash between these positions was not simply personal. It reflected opposing assumptions about what kind of society the United States should become. Brands presents this rivalry as one of the key engines of early American partisanship because each vision required allies, institutions, and political arguments that naturally hardened into factions. The book makes clear that these debates were not abstract constitutional theories alone. They shaped practical questions about debt, banking, economic policy, and the role of the federal government, in that sense. The Hamilton-Jefferson divide becomes a shorthand for the broader argument over whether America would define itself through commerce and centralization or through yeoman, independence and limited government. Thirdly, the Constitution as a political compromise under pressure. Another major theme is the Constitution not as a finished solution, but as the product of ongoing conflict and compromise. Brands treats the drafting and early interpretation of the Constitution as a contested process in which different political actors try to shape the new system to their own advantage. The Federalists, especially Hamilton and his allies, wanted to replace the weak Articles of Confederation with a stronger national framework. Others worried that this would create an overly powerful central state that might threaten liberty and state sovereignty. The book shows that these disputes were built into the structure of the founding period, meaning that partisan conflict did not appear despite the Constitution, but partly because of the disagreements that made the Constitution necessary. By following the debates over federal power, states' rights, and personal freedom, Brands emphasizes that constitutional meaning was never fixed in 1787. It had to be fought over in practice, and those fights helped create the first durable political alignments. This gives the book an important interpretive point. The Constitution emerged from conflict, and its operation depended on continued negotiation among rivals. Fourthly, the rise of the first party system from faction to organization. Brands traces how early disagreement became organized political competition. The Federalists coalesced around Hamilton and other supporters of a stronger national government, while opponents of that program regrouped under the Republican banner associated with Jefferson. This transformation is important because it shows how party formation happened before American leaders were prepared to accept it. The book describes a political world in which alliances, publications, elections, and legislative battles gradually hardened into recognizable parties. Brands presents this development as both surprising and inevitable surprising because the founders officially disliked parties. inevitable because repeated conflict over policy and power required durable coalitions. The early republic therefore became a laboratory for modern partisanship, with electioneering, public argument, and constitutional brinkmanship all becoming part of normal politics. The book also notes that the system was unstable and often ugly, yet it did not collapse. That tension is one of Brands' most important insights. Fierce rivalry can coexist with institutional continuity. Early America was not party-free, but neither did partisanship prevent governance. Instead, it became one of the mechanisms through which political order was contested and eventually preserved. Lastly, why early partisan conflict still matters for modern readers. Although the book is historical, Brands clearly writes with contemporary relevance in mind. One of its key contributions is to challenge the common belief that modern polarization is unprecedented by showing that the Republic began amid angry elections, personal attacks, constitutional disputes, and bitter ideological divisions. The book places today's political conflict in a longer historical frame. That perspective can be useful for readers who want to understand that American politics has always contained tension between principle and ambition, unity and division, stability and competition. The book does not argue that present conditions are identical to those of the 1790s, but it does suggest that partisanship is deeply rooted in the nation's political DNA. This makes the work valuable not only as history, but also as a study of political durability. Readers can learn how early institutions absorbed conflict, how rival visions were translated into parties, and how the Republic survived episodes of intense strain. Brands' broader implication is that partisanship is not a temporary distortion of American democracy. It is one of the recurring forces through which American democracy has actually functioned. In conclusion, Founding Partisans is best suited for readers interested in early American history, constitutional development, political biography, and the origins of the American party system. It offers clear value to anyone trying to understand why partisanship has been such a persistent feature of U.S. politics, because it connects the earliest federal debates to later political habits rather than treating polarization as a recent problem. The book is especially useful for general readers who want an accessible narrative that still engages serious historical issues such as federal power, Republican theory, electoral conflict, and the formation of political identities. What distinguishes it from many books on the founding era is its focus on political behavior as much as on ideas. Brands does not simply retell the making of the Constitution. He shows how rivalry, ambition, and institutional design combine to produce the first parties. That makes the book stand out in a crowded field of founding era histories. It is both a readable account of famous figures and an interpretive study of how American politics began to organize itself around division, compromise, and competition. If you would like to support H.W. Brands, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.